Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Call. This is Claire. Really great to be with you today for our special preview call for our Feminine Power Mastery program that's starting this fall just for our Living Your Destiny community. And I'd love just to unmute the lines and hear everyone's voices and then just get a sense of who's live with us on the phone today. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So much. Who's with us on the phone? Just press 1 on your keypad. And if you're on the web, just type in and just say hi. Hello, Joe. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and it's exciting to be here.
Thank you so much. Welcome. And I saw your question, too, posted. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Sue Sierra, hello.
Hi there. I'm 25 from Canada.
From whereabouts in Canada?
Ontario.
Ontario. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And Sarah.
Hi, I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
Great. Welcome. And Bridget.
Hi, Claire. I'm in Talent, Oregon, Southern Oregon.
You are. Wonderful. Welcome. I'm in the Pacific Northwest at the moment, too. It's gorgeous up here.
Yes.
Thank you. And Anna.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
I'm calling from Montreal, Quebec.
Wonderful. Thank you. And hello to Tricia and someone from the Hudson River Valley in New York and Pat from Tacoma Park. And Carlin in San Francisco. And to everyone else who's listening in on the web, thanks so much for coming together. So this is just really my intention today is just to create a space that's very informal where we can, where I can share with you about the opportunity to join us for the Mastery Program, and there'll be a chance to ask questions at the end. This is really the inner circle of our Feminine Power community. Those of you here have been with us for varying degrees of time. When we created the Living Your Destiny program, it was really our intention to be creating a new program that would support you to focus on applying feminine power to specific aspects of your life, from your relationships to wealth to spirituality. And, you know, we had been teaching the Mastery Program for over 7 years at that point, and it felt like time to just leave the field fallow and, you know, really integrate everything that we had learned about the Mastery Program and then, you know, offer it again at a future time when we could take it to the next level. So I'm really excited that that time has come and that we can, you know, create the space together to share about the opportunity to join. So I know that those of you here have had a really, most of you I have heard directly or indirectly, have had a really powerful experience with feminine power and applying feminine power through Living Your Destiny. And I'd love to just open up tonight to hear some of those stories and to start the conversation there. And I'd love to invite whoever feels moved to share just about some of the changes or some of the gains that you've experienced so far in Living Your Destiny. Just press 1 on your keypad. Joe, thanks so much for starting us off. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, you know, my gain I think is kind of small and new. I've been here about a year, but you said something, I think it was last Monday, about learning to, importance of learning to tolerate, that tolerate is not disapproval, tolerate disapproval. And I realized that I'd grown up pretty much with the idea that you're never supposed to be disapproved. It's just awful to be disapproval. You shouldn't have to put up with that, that, you know, you have to leave those people alone if they disapprove of you. And I feel like it's opening up a whole new world, the idea that I can learn to tolerate that and still be around those people and learn to have, you know, my own attitude. And I don't know, I just feel like feminine power is, I've heard so many wonderful stories from so many people, and now I feel like I'm getting my own story. So I'm very excited about that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And let's hear from Anna. Hi, Anna. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Beth. For me, it's a sort of a twofold thing. One is that I really feel that it's important for me to be a part of a spiritual community and to feel the support in order to continue the work that everything that we learned in Feminine Power. It was important for me to be a part of a community in order to practice all of the teaching. So that's part of it. That's what I feel I gained a lot, you know, a lot out of the Living Destiny program. And the other is that I feel that I am more and more able to operate from the power center. I'm less and less in that. I think I've pretty well ditched the victim mode. I feel like I'm much more often in the power center, and
yeah.
And I think it's through the practice, and it's not the practice alone, but it's in engaging in conversations about the practice with others that makes a big difference for me. And to be with, practicing with others is really helpful.
Wow. So that's been one of the most helpful aspects, is just having the community structure to be able to engage and apply the foundational practices of feminine power in your life.
Yeah, and of course, the teachings as well, the classes and the coaching, being able to share, and then the small group coaching is really helpful too, being able to share with others. But the teachings, just to deepen everything, you sort of learn the basics in feminine power, and then the structure that you offer with the teaching classes is a way of deepening and going into more, focusing more in depth, I find. So both, you know, the classes and the community aspects have been helpful for me.
Wonderful. And what are the shifts or changes you've been able to make in your life through being in Power Center, being able to develop in this way?
My focus has been health, and I have gained in terms of energy, and I feel the pain is starting to diminish. It's kind of slowly, I feel like I'm slowly, very, very gradually getting better. So it's very encouraging, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Power Center helps me because the less time I spend in the victim place, you know, feeling sorry for myself and being angry at the pain, the more opportunity I get to heal, because I feel like the stronger I am in terms of my mind and being in Power Center, the better is the opportunity for my body to recover, I think, what I see.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anna. We take one more share here. Erica, hi.
Hello. Hello, everyone. For me, it's been a tremendous input in my life. I'm probably going to get very emotional even expressing it, so I just wanted to say thank you so much for the work and for making it possible to be able to participate on this level, you know, even globally. No matter where we live, it's making a huge difference for me. I've probably spent the last, I have spent the last 20 years very isolated, and isolated from other people. I've had a lot of health issues, near-death issues, and one of the biggest things that I've noticed that really has shifted my world is participating in this program and getting reflection, that's accurate reflection back from others. Really shifted my world from a place of at times being in great fear and other times just working on how to support myself to manage to live through a lot of challenges, no matter what it looks like and no matter what my experience was, so that I could stay connected to being alive and stay connected to my intention to participate in life and be able to do so using my talents and my abilities and who I am to make a difference, to really contribute so that we can all have that connection to who we were born to be and the actual contribution we're all here to make. Because if I could do that on any level, no matter what my life is like, it's going to be possible for all of us. And if it's possible for everyone, since it's been easier for me to support others, and I actually didn't realize until this program that I've been living a life of, I didn't realize I was fully, I couldn't face how much abuse I've been in. And I just kept generating the direction I was going in and looking at what was missing and what was present so that I could realign myself and connect to the possibilities, because there are always possibilities and I just would not give up. You know, I find it is scary, but at the same time, to step out there with that much energy and to really see and really go for, can this happen? It's been possible to be way outside of anything from the last 20 years.
Really excited to hear that. Thank you so much for sharing with all
Thank
of us.
Thank you.
Very, very moving and very inspiring to hear your share. I just feel my heart really expand and so
Thank
grateful.
You.
So I think, you know, it's, I think all of you here have heard different versions of my own story. But I'd love to just share, if I can, you know, perhaps the deepest level of it, and because it speaks to Erica, what you were sharing is just, you know, there's something that is waking up inside of us that I think, you know, no women have really had the privilege to feel throughout our human history, and that's the yearning for creative and spiritual actualization. In having been freed up from many of the tasks of just surviving, you know, and worrying about survival, there's this, you know, kind of going through this process over the last 50 years through feminism of leveling the playing field externally. There is the possibility for the first time ever to do, to be, to create anything and everything that is possible. Even those of us who are mothers, we don't just want to sacrifice ourselves so that the next generation can have a better life. And if you look back at your probably, you know, it might not be our mothers, but definitely our grandmothers and their mothers and our entire lineage back to the beginning of human culture, that's been the orientation. You know, and we're here in the midst of this huge transformation that's really happening for those of us who, you know, have access to resources. And, you know, even though a lot of us feel like we're struggling with survival issues, that's usually by choice, because we are struggling because we are trying to live a self-generated life as opposed to just survival is the goal, right? So how many of you can relate to that who are on the phone? Just press 1 on your keypad. If you're, you know, it's like, you know, you're struggling financially, but it's kind of like, because you're trying to live a self-generated life, it's,
you know, if we just wanted to pursue safety, security, survival, that would be kind of much easier to create. But we're kind of taking the risk for something else because there's something else that is waking up. And I can recall feeling this as early as when I was like 6 or 8 years old. This, you know, and into being a teenager where I had, you know, a series of very deep spiritual experiences. And then certainly through the kind of, you know, depression and despair I felt as I went out into the world and did so many of the things that I was quote-unquote supposed to do. I was a really bright, high achiever. You know, I was the person who was, you know, I could out-debate every kid in my school. I could, you know, I kind of won different prizes. I had, you know, all of this academic power. And I went and I created a lot of things in the world. But I was so unhappy and so depressed and so unfulfilled. And when I looked at more closely at my life, what I really saw was that, you know, even though I'd achieved success, I was really supporting somebody else to fulfill their dream. And I felt really underexpressed and underrealized. I had a creative contribution inside me, but I didn't know what it would look like to get that out. When I looked at my relationships in my life, I saw that even though there were some amazing people around me, I was giving so much more than I was receiving, and it was this chronic experience of feeling invisible and alone and confused about why nobody was really seeing and tending to what I needed. You know, and I could, you know, the only theory I had was just that the world was full of really narcissistic, self-involved people. I didn't know how to get out of that. And, you know, I had gifts and I had talents, but, you know, and just like Erica, my aspiration was, you know, I really want to make the greatest contribution that I can with the gifts and talents that I have to our world at this time. And I want to do that from a foundation of support and connection and love and congruence. And, you know, I had no idea how to do that. But I did something back then that I recognize now as I look back was very wise, which was I committed to getting the best mentoring that I could on the planet for, you know, the gifts and talents that I had. And that's where I found the PhD program that I enrolled in 12 years ago in transformative learning and change in San Francisco. That's what had me. That was the catalyst for me leaving Australia. That was a big leap. You know, we're talking about that in Living Your Destiny. It was a big change that catalyzed something really huge that I made. And I didn't know how I was going to pay for school. I just knew that I needed to invest in myself. And I left with a suitcase and my first semester's worth of school fees, and it was just a big leap of faith. And, you know, it was really through having taken that leap of faith that I began to discover so many of the principles that have become so foundational to what we've created with Feminine Power about, you know, needing to be together and witnessing each other in community in this way to be able to grow ourselves and make the changes that are going to matter most and to begin to really trust my intuition and my own inner guidance to really have faith and confidence that life was organizing around my success. And, you know, through meeting Catherine, we began to, you know, I was never really interested in the feminine. I never really identified with being feminine. This is a confession. I wore pants to my prom. I thought that, you know, being feminine was to somehow be on the losing team, you know, and I'd been a very kind of, you know, a very strategic and, you know, kind of logical, well, I wouldn't say necessarily overly logical, but I had a keen mind and intellect. And, you know, yet I couldn't create a life that worked.
you know, I you know, would feel and sense these possibilities, and I would kind of like trying to figure out who I, you know, what I wanted to do. I was like, maybe I could be a transformational designer. Maybe I could be this. Maybe I could be that. And I could just sense different pieces of the possibility, you know, for the future, but not quite see it. You know, I even turned to my friend Malcolm once and said, Malcolm, I think I'm meant to be a philanthropist. And he kind of smiled lovingly and said, you know, kind of people who are philanthropists have kind of really done something with their life, usually created some kind of success or really made their life work, and then, you know, they have the resources to be able to give to others and help others. And I said, good point. And I honestly felt really embarrassed and really confused that in spite of having these graduate degrees and coaching certifications and being so intelligent and able and capable, that I had no way to make a living that was true to myself, that I didn't have good relationships, that I didn't have, you know, a circle of peers where I felt really mirrored and seen and supported. So, you know, when I met Catherine, there was this amazing synergy, and, you know, we kind of got curious about the feminine, and, you know, suddenly, you know, in that first night of class, I'll never forget it, where we were at the, in Los Angeles, where we kind of gathered together and we looked at that list, and it was this big discovery. Wow, we've been sourcing power inside of masculine ways of being and knowing, and the power that we need to be able to source, to creatively and spirit, to actualize our creative potentials, the potentials of our relationships, our spirituality, you know, our larger contribution to the world. It's a different system of power. It's a feminine system of power that we need to awaken. And so, you know, I'd never been really interested in the feminine, but I was so passionate about how do we, you know, access the deepest level of change. You know, whenever I went to a workshop, I was always the person that would raise my hand and say, well, that's really wonderful, but how do we apply it? How do we live it? And I just knew that we were onto something, that this was like really the answer that I'd been looking for when I set off from my home in Australia and kind of took that big leap of faith. And we made it our mission to really master this process of awakening this new system of power in our lives. So we taught what has now become the foundational program, the 7-week course. We originally taught that as a 7-week course in Los Angeles, and we had 20 women in our circle. And, you know, I think I mentioned this on the call on last Monday evening, where it was kind of, you know, it was kind of Catherine and I just felt like we discovered the Holy Grail. You're saying, you know, these principles really change your life if you apply them. And it felt like that was our experience. We were kind of discovering them just one step ahead of teaching them in those early classes. And then the women would finish the 7-week course, and they'd just be blown open to this possibility and this sense of like, wow, if we really apply this and really take this all the way, this is the system of power that we need to answer this yearning, this feeling of wanting to realize, you know, kind of create a life that reflects who we are, and not just to achieve success. And so, so after the 7-week course, even though the women, you know, we ourselves had had this awakening to power, and the women in the course had this awakening to power, what we discovered is that our lives were really, the external structures of our lives really matched and mirrored in many ways these old identities and the old disempowered stories. So, you know, so I went through this awakening. I was still in this really bad relationship. I still didn't have, you know, I went through this, you know, process of becoming visible. I still, you know, wasn't fully making a living being myself. I, You know, so even though I'd had this awakening to this new system, I still needed to systematically go through the process of changing these foundational structures for my life that would really create the fertile soil for me to be living my own destiny in the biggest, you know, the biggest and greatest of ways. So I systematically did that and really focused on, you know, really shifting relationships, really shifting career, really shifting my own visibility in the world, you know, kind of in a very systematic process. And when, you know, huge things began to happen for Catherine and I, the women who had graduated for the 7-week course kind of said, well, you know, we've gone through this awakening of our power too. You know, we had this little center, so we'd see these women quite often, you know, in the area we'd be coaching them personally. And they're like, we've gone through the, you know, but my, you know, we need to go through that same process of really going through a total life transformation. And it was in that context that we created the Mastery Program originally, 2006, I think. Yeah, 2005. I think 2005 was when we first began. And there was just a small group of us, and we began. And then the next year, a larger group, and the next year, a larger group. And you know, we had, you know, huge changes. We saw really huge, specific changes in our lives and the lives of the women who were going through the program, as we, you know, really focused it on being a kind of nine-month process to, I think, primarily focus on three things: removing the, you know, really going into depth to remove the core old identities that are in the way of what it is that you most wish to create in your life, to really master the process of being able to manifest and co-create, and really master the process of generating and creating and receiving support. So essentially what it is, it's a process designed to master the power bases and to go through a total life transformation in that process, so that the, you know, you're shifting through the, you know, letting go of the outer structures of your life, you know, in a way that they match and mirror the deeper possibility of who you are. So that took me about 9 months, you know, to really alter the core external structures of my life to match and mirror those inner possibilities. So I was on a new trajectory. I met my husband. We launched feminine power into the world in a larger way. My relationships with women totally shifted, where I had, you know, I had even more than Catherine. I began to attract really amazingly supportive kind of co-mentoring relationships with different women who extended their network and their support and their sponsorship to me. So that's really, you know, and so we went on year after year, and you know, that was really the context for the Mastery Program. And eventually, when we began to launch our programs online, you know, we'd been meeting together live in person for different weekends, and when we launched our programs online in 2010, and we began to have thousands of women gather, we thought, okay, let's I don't know, but let's see if we can offer the Mastery Program online virtually and see how that translates. And it had a really huge impact. And it was very intensive. It took a lot of time, a lot of energy, because it was this level of transformation where we're really going through. We're spending maybe 7 weeks on going into depth on each of the areas that in the 7-week course we may have spent just a week on, like, so the transformation of identity process, it's like really breaking that down. I'll share more about that when I walk you through the actual program, but I just want to share more about the context of where the Mastery Program came from. So So that's really our vision, you know, for what we want to create. We looked back now, and we, I think we had about 1,000 women now total who have completed and graduated from the Mastery Program, and there's so much that we learned in supporting women through that process that, you know, we've redesigned and up-leveled and improved the program now in many ways that I think that this year we're going to have the deepest and most powerful experience of mastery that we've ever had before. So, you know, living your destiny is like, you know, kind of applying feminine power to different parts of your life, you know, and really focusing on these topic areas. And mastery in many ways is an even deeper level of that, to go through a structured 9-month process where you're going through a total life transformation. And, you know, we kind of, there's something about that 9-month process of rebirthing our life. It's like you're going into a cocoon and letting the old structures of yourself really dissolve into mush, and then to reform and recreate new structures so that your life and the foundations of your life are really structured in ways that are most aligned to your destiny. So so that's, you know, the thing that's been really amazing is to see the kinds of shifts that have happened for the women in the Mastery Program. So we've seen things from, you know, really like a 50 to an 80 pound weight loss. Women's incomes have doubled in that time. They've gotten into relationships, or they've restructured their families. They have launched really exciting projects, and you know, or they have done some, you know, kind of actually up-leveled different areas of their life. So, you know, we were talking about this in last week, and really making the big leap. It's like to get to the next level of something, you know, to be able to focus on making, you know, this is really a structure to be able to focus on making some really big changes in your life or taking on a project in this particular way. So so why don't I walk you through the key aspects of the program, and then I'd love to share some stories of transformation that we've seen from women who've taken Mastery in the past, and then open it up to receive your questions. So if you go to, if you're listening on the web right now, there should be a course information page. You can click onto the course information page, or you can type into your browser femininepower.com/destiny. This is a course information page we've designed just for the women in our Living Your Destiny program. So if you will just take a moment while everybody gets there. So it's femininepower.com/destiny, or if you just click on the link on the webcast, it should take you directly to that page. Let's just wait for a moment while everybody gets there. So it's femininepower.com/mastery. Okay, so if you're on the page right now, I just want to invite you just to scroll down to the page where it says an overview of the Mastery Program. It's right below that welcome letter, an overview of the Mastery Program. So the core of the Mastery Program is going to be two-hour course sessions. I'm going to be lead faculty in the program. As well as our feminine power coaches will be part of the support team. So those course sessions will alternate between teaching calls, being experiential, being live group coaching calls, and being mentoring sessions. So there's a way that we will be able to have an experience. It's a more intense and more engaged program than Living Your Destiny. In the Mastery Program, we engage one new topic every 2 weeks. All right, so there's one teaching session, and there's a coaching session, and there's a mentoring session. Kind of every 2 weeks, there's going to be a new session that is helping to midwife us through this total life transformation program for 9 months. And so the core of that program will happen on Tuesday nights. It'll be a two-hour call. There will also be weekly power circles that you'll have access to. You know about the power circles where you're working with how to apply what you're discovering in the course to different areas like your health or relationships or leadership or entrepreneurship. There will be an expanded number of topics in the Mastery Program to be focusing on, particularly a lot of entrepreneurship and leadership for those of you who are starting and launching businesses. There's going to be a lot of support for that. And you'll be matched in your small group in Mastery. You know, there'll be an online community just like there is for Living Your Destiny, but you'll be matched in those small groups. You'll break out into small groups to go through and experience the course with other women whose area of focus and change in their life is similar to yours. So if you're focusing on transforming your health, you'll be with other women in a small group going through the Mastery Program together online who are also focusing on health. If you are focusing on entrepreneurship, you will be in a small group where you will have other women who are starting and launching businesses. So, you know, if you're focusing on creativity, and you'll have the opportunity to move back and forth with those in weekly circles. So, you know, the thing that I found was really important in being able to really generate my destiny, you know, it was, you know, making this kind of commitment, as I know everybody here shares, to go all the way in terms of, you know, stepping, you know, wanting to organize your life around, you know, fully expressing who you are. The second thing being really having a structured path of practice to be able to continue to grow ourselves. But being with other women, this is really what I would say the third thing, being with other women who have resources, who have a network, who are really up to similar things, I found is by far the most significant thing to put yourself in fertile soil with other women in this kind of a group in an even more focused way than we're doing in Living Your Destiny is, I think, the most significant thing that you can do to catalyze massive change in your life, you know, in addition to having, you know, really good resources and a good kind of program. And so that's really the foundation of the program. It's really being in community, not just with other women who are really like you, who have a similar background and orientation and are up to things in that way, you know, kind of going through this together. And, you know, I think that there's a desire and a yearning for this kind of peer support and this kind of mentoring support. And I've rarely seen it succeed or kind of realize its potential or create the kind of conditions that will support us in the ways that are going to matter. I've rarely seen it work outside of a very structured and facilitated environment. And so this is one of the key things that, you know, we're wanting to provide through the Mastery Program. It's that fertile soil of having a network, having a community, really specifically around, you know, supporting you around those things that you most want to create, and then going through a structured program together in that kind of way. So that's going to be Tuesday nights. That's going to be the virtual programs. You'll also have the opportunity to focus on having support to take on a project or make some kind of big change in your life. So, you know, everything that we're doing this month in making the big leap, there's going to be a structure for 9 months to support you through the process of creating a project or making some kind of big change in your life, where we're going to share with you all of the tools and resources about, you know, the applying, you know, kind of having something big to manifest, to get to the next level of your own destiny, or, you know, to have a big project that can be a catalyst of you being able to step forward in your life. And so, you know, that's going to be a huge support to have a structure of accountability and guidance and mentoring to be able to manifest something really big in the world. So, you know, I think that's really the foundational difference, if you can imagine. You kind of imagine yourself even just being, you know, surrounded by a circle of women, of maybe, you know, 15 to 20 women who are really up to the same kind of thing as you, and you're going through a structured, facilitated program together, and there's, you know, support to really apply and manifest something big or kind of launch something into the world in that kind of a way. So that's the, I hope that's clear, and just in terms of the foundational differences. I'll open it up for questions at the end, so please feel free to ask me if I haven't quite explained it. You know, we're really excited about it because, you know, it feels like a structure to really drive big change. And it's really integrating everything that we've discovered about what, you know, kind of what is the difference that makes a difference in being able to create big success in our lives. So, we have a lot of really new tools for transformation that we're going to be sharing. And we've really seen that there's a, you know, the actual process that we go through really midwives this total life transformation in a distinct way. So let me share more about that with you as we go down. So if you scroll down the page to the course session overview, this is an overview of the course sessions that we're going to be going through in the Mastery Program. But I think it might be easier if I share with you, perhaps. So it's really a curriculum that's designed to master the power bases. So if you think about, you know, what it is to really release your inner barriers to something. So for me, to be able to step forth in my own career, it was the shift, being able to really shift that pattern of invisibility. So what I needed to do to shift that pattern of invisibility was I needed to see and be able to clearly identify how I was the source of the experience of invisibility in my life. So what the mechanisms were by which I was generating this experience. Right, so I was able to see that, you know, my first attention was outside myself, it wasn't inside myself. I was disconnected to what I was feeling and what I was needing. I was unable to name my feelings. I was unable to, you know, kind of forge this relationship in a way that I could become visible to myself. I felt like it was unsafe to be seen, right? So the belief about myself is, you know, I'm not seen. The belief about others was that they're selfish and they don't care about me. The belief about life was I'm not safe to be seen. So I was able to really identify all of that. Once I identified that, I could really see these specific ways. So whenever I would make requests inside the belief, other people are selfish and don't care about me, when I'd made efforts to make requests and make myself visible up until then, they'd been with this kind of covert covert hostility of, like, you selfish person. So it's, you know, someone wouldn't notice that I was thirsty, and I would say, could you get me a glass of water too? And they'd be very
I'd be very kind of taken aback and not really show up in a way that would support me would have me feel seen or supported. So I began to see that. I began to totally see how I was the source of that pattern. And so from there, I needed to learn how to, you know, from making that visible, I then needed to learn how to forge a relationship between, you know, the sort of self that was in my body. Really, I really went through a developmental process of learning how to, you know, kind of make my, get to the deeper truth, you know, create power statements about all of those, about other people, about life, about the possibility of, you know, being seen and expressed in the world, and then learn, you know, the new specific skills and capacities that I needed to learn to make requests, to write a bio, to ask, you know, to let people know. It's like, you know, there were these little things like I'd be at an event and somebody wouldn't introduce me in a way that really presenced who I was or my accomplishments. And I didn't know that what I needed to do was to write out a bio and, you know, give it to them and have them let them know, to take responsibility for letting them know how I would be introduced. And to learn how to self-soothe, to learn how to, you know, really take the leap out of that identity and the fear that ultimately came up around being visible. So this is a very, you know, there's a very systematic process that we have created to really slow down and go into depth this transformation of identity process, so that you can be fully liberated, you know, once and for all from these old patterns. So I think in Living Your Destiny in the last year, we did one class on living from Power Center, where we worked on the deeper distinctions of what it is to live from Power Center. So in mastery, so where we would take that further is like we'll be going into things like being able to really, you know, master your ability to see yourself as the source of any experience that's happening, being able to create power statements, you know, get to a mastery level in your ability to create power statements that really unlock and shift those patterns, to be able to identify the ways, you know, that you've been showing up, that have been generating this experience, to be able to focus in and hone on the specific new ways that you show up that are going to really make the difference in how other people relate to you. So we're going to slow it down. So, you know, just on this transformation of identity module, there are going to be about 5 to 7 core classes that are focused just on that. So it's like this much deeper level of really deconstructing, and then, you know, deconstructing the old false structures that have been holding you back, and reconstructing and really rebuilding life from Power Center and your relationship with yourself and your relation and your core imprints of your relationship with others. You know, at this very, very deep level, in a way that, you know, you can really be able to take that forward for the rest of your life. And, you know, in that power base one, be like really recreating your how you're showing up and how you're doing all of your relationships from your power center. And, you know, I think this is the difference that makes the difference in being successful at anything else that you're doing. So if you're launching a business, so you're taking a coaching practice, you know, you're launching a coaching practice, or you're doing a kind of business, or you're wanting to find love, or you're wanting to transform your health, like any area that you want to transform in your life, you know, it's great to do a program and to invest in, you know, different work around, you know, kind of learning how to, say, launch yourself online or market your skills or all of those things. I can tell you, though, if I hadn't broken up my pattern of invisibility, my whole connection and relationship with Jean Houston would never have happened. You know, I would probably have never had the courage to launch Women on the Edge of Evolution.
you know, Jean would never have had that experience of, or would never have really seen me because I wouldn't have been presencing myself. And, you know, everything that really opened up through that series and the larger contribution through Evolving Wisdom, you know, that I absolutely know would never have happened. So I think that, you know, when we're talking about manifesting big things in our life or creating big things in our life, the mastery program, you know, is really designed, or our approach in feminine power really needs to be not so much manifesting, but really stepping in and embodying and becoming the women that we would need to be to receive the future that we wish to create. And so, you know, this is really the work that we're doing in mastery. It's like this level of work that's the difference, that makes a difference in our ability to show up and be who we are so that we can generate, you know, the fulfillment of things in our lives. So that's the first area. And you imagine, like, even that alone, if you could free yourself from those old patterns that are in the way of your own power and greatness being expressed, like, that would be... To me, that would be enough in terms of the impact that that had on my life and my relationships. But, you know, then on the second level, you know, we're going into Power Base 2, which is, you know, a really a mastery level of what it is to really trust yourself, what it is to really trust life, what it is to really show up and make, you know, really listen and follow and take action on what you know and powerfully create with life. You know, how many of us really deeply trust ourselves? How many of us really trust life? So we've done these practices in Living Your Destiny around manifesting. But there are deeper things for us to be cultivating in our relationship with life. Like, the core thing that I've seen is that, you know, we don't trust ourselves because we don't really know ourselves. We're not able to distinguish, you know, what is the voice of our intuition and deeper knowing versus what is the voice of our fears or concerns. So imagine, you know, like this is really what we forge through gaining mastery over the second power base is just deep self-trust. Deep self-trust in a way that gives us the confidence to act and show up in those ways that are going to make the greatest difference. So I would never have had the courage to take action on opportunities that opened up without having gotten to this mastery level of in my relationship with life, my trust. You know, my husband nearly talked me out of going to see Jean Houston. You know, it was a really bad time. You know, she invited me to come and visit her in Ashland. You know, so much for what's happened with feminine power and has opened up through Evolving Wisdom, you know, kind of happened or came or was catalyzed through my relationship with Jean. She's going to be a guest mentor in Mastery. She's one of the most extraordinary women I've ever known or met in my life. But this is how this works. So, you know, I'll tell you the story. So it was a really bad time for us. We just launched the Women on the Edge of Evolution series. A lot was going on. We were traveling to San Diego. It was really expensive to buy a plane ticket to go to Medford. I mean, really expensive. Those little airports in the United States are, you know, are sometimes, you know, well, this was definitely one of those situations where it was like, you know, a $400 plane ticket where we didn't have a lot of money when we were first beginning. You know, it was very, you know, money was very, very tight. Everything counted. And, you know, my husband was just like, well, why are you going, you know, you don't need to do that. You can just have a phone call with Jean. And it's not, you know, it's not really important. We have other priorities. And if I didn't have a really kind of strong connection to my own center and my own intuition, I could really have been talked out of what I knew, which was that I absolutely had to go and see Jean. This was Jean was someone who was going to be important in my life, and this was an important meeting, and I absolutely knew that. And even though it was a bad time, and even though it was really expensive, I made sure I got on that plane, and I showed up, and I had that meeting. And so much got catalyzed and got open. But I really trusted myself. I really got to a point, And I had no self-doubt as I was going through that process. I had absolute clarity about what I needed to do. I had absolute clarity about, you know, and confidence to take the right kinds of risks. You know, there's a difference between taking a risk versus being reckless. And it really comes to this level of self-awareness in our relationship with life. You know, people tell me, well, I listened to my intuition or I showed up or I did things and it didn't work out. Usually, there's a way we weren't really paying attention and we weren't really deeply connected and we weren't really deeply present when that happens. When you gain a mastery over your ability to co-create with life, you have the clarity and you have the confidence to really know what to do and to know how to respond. And that's the difference that makes the difference in knowing how to navigate your opportunities as they come. You know, that will have such an impact and such a difference in what you can manifest and ultimately create. So again, we're going to take about 7 weeks to, you know, we did one class on this and Living Your Destiny in the last year. We're going to really break that down. We're going to go slow. We're going to really focus on integrating each and every piece. You know, there just isn't the time and space in the Living Your Destiny program and how that level of program is being structured and experience this kind of depth. So we're going to slow it down. We're going to break it down. And out of that, you're going to go through that process in a deep and unshakable connection to yourself in a way that you can be clear and that you can trust yourself and you can have the confidence to show up, to act, to take the right kind of risks that are going to make the biggest difference in your ability to manifest and create the future. And finally, we're going to really master what it is to generate support and partnership in our lives. And this is the final key, you know, the final area of mastery, the third power base. You know, again, we worked on some of this, and we're going to really expand it. We're really going to go into depth. Being able to generate support, to generate partnership, to be able to enroll other people into your vision, to be able to, you know, kind of connect with others who are up to the same things as you are, to be able to be part of a network of resources. You know, imagine if any time you ever needed anything, you could go to your network and find and access anything that you ever needed. You know, anything that you don't know how to do or you don't know how to master, that you need to be able to manifest your destiny, that you have the confidence in your ability to source that support. And that's really what you have when you get a mastery level of Power Base 3, and you have the ability to generate that level of support so that you can, really be a powerful creator. Any time I need to create something or I want to learn something, so I'm writing a book right now. This is not something that I know how to do or I've really done before. And, you know, through the network of support I built, through having a mastery level of Power Base 3, I am friends with one of the best nonfiction authors of all times. I have the most amazing literary agent that I could imagine who's guiding me through the process. I have, you know, friends who are cheering me on. The level of support that I have is like so completely off the charts. I had an aspiration to write a book for my entire, you know, for as long as I can remember, and I was struggling by myself to do this. But being surrounded by world-class, friends, resources, supporters, I recognize I don't have to know how to do everything. All I need to be a master of to be able to manifest and create things in my life is accessing the support that exists in this larger collective field. So, you know, there's a confidence that you can have when you master that ability of being able to generate support that, you know, you can become unstoppable with your vision and your ability to impact, to create, to generate. So it's that mastery level that we're going to get to in, you know, kind of working with a mastery of power base three right now. So so that's the core curriculum as we go through the core curriculum of the course and how it works. And if you scroll down the page, let's see here. So every month we're going to have women like Jean and Barbara and Janine and Marcy and Alanis who have really impacted my life, who've been so incredibly generous to us and really sponsored us and blessed us, and they've catalyzed huge things for us. We're going to be bringing them in every month as mentors into the Mastery Program to really model for you what it is to be a woman living her destiny, going after this, you know, creating her life with feminine power, and to be offering the tools and resources around, you know, specific areas that will help us to apply and deepen into what we're learning with feminine power as we go through the Mastery Program. So if you keep going down the page, we're going to work with our power circles, and there are going to be weekly power circles. Again, there'll be expanded topics that we'll be working with. And we're going to be getting together for a live 3-day intensive in California next year. And virtual participation is included in the program. You'll be able to participate from anywhere in the world virtually, and that is included in the program. And you'll have the opportunity to join and attend live in person. There will be an additional tuition fee if you are attending live. That will be very reasonable, but we'll be letting you know very soon the dates for that, so those of you who are traveling in from other countries can especially plan your trip way in advance. And you'll also have ongoing access to the Living Your Destiny program. So you can continue to be part of Living Your Destiny, and each month there will continue to be a topic where you can look at applying feminine power to specific areas, so that there'll be mentoring and support, you know, through these Living Your Destiny conversations, you know, on, you know, a program on, you know, prosperity and happiness and relationships and health and all of these wonderful topics that we've been engaging in Living Your Destiny. So if you keep scrolling down the page, you'll see here there is a summary of our program and everything that is here as a part of it. You can take a look at everything that is included in there. There's just a summary. Our 9-month program, the weekly live trainings. Oh, one thing I will tell you as part of this, where there is an interactive session like a coaching session or a mentoring session that we have on Tuesday evenings, every other week there'll be something interactive like that. We're going to offer, all of the sessions will offer a replay on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time so that our sisters in Europe can participate live in community. And we'll be doing those coaching calls in community as well. So there'll be access, you know, between those two time zones, the Tuesday at 5 o'clock and the Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we'll be doing that. There'll be weekly power circles. You'll get access to the recordings, of course, and transcripts, and our private online community. And we actually used to charge close to $6,000 when we taught this program live for this curriculum that will be, you know, that we've actually improved. I think it's actually a much more potent and more exciting and more impactful program through everything that we've learned. But we used to charge close to $6,000, and then those women would pay for their flights, their accommodation. They would travel internationally and be with us. I'm really excited that we're offering it now to our 7-week graduates for $2,997 or 12 payments of $297. And we're really excited that we can make this kind of program really affordable for everybody who is really up to wanting to create this kind of structure, to invest in themselves, to get this kind of support for really the same cost as a couple of coaching sessions per month, as it being a structure to really take you through a proven process from A to B to go through a total life transformation and really manifest some really big, amazing things in your life. And when we talked about this, we feel like those of you who have been with us in Living Your Destiny since last year have really been part of our inner circle, and you've made a really big commitment to yourself already to be part of Living Your Destiny for so long. You have been showing up and really striving in extraordinary ways. And so we wanted to do something additional to support you to participate in the Mastery Program, and as our way of acknowledging you for being part of really the inner circle of our community by creating a $1,000 discount on the program so that you can register and participate for only $19.97 or 12 payments of $192. So it's really only an additional $92 a month to participate in the program. So, we're really excited to be able to offer you that. We wanted to do that this year for the women in our Living Your Destiny because we haven't offered Mastery for so long. We know that many of you wanted to take it in the past. Just really is our thank you for, kind of coming on this journey with us and really encouraging all of you to take the next step, to go deeper, to up-level, to really, to come on this journey into Mastery with us. And so so you can select, it's either 12 payments of $192 or it's one payment of $19.97. And as I mentioned, we're really so happy to be able to extend this special price to you. So I'd love to just answer a couple of quick questions here. So so let's see here. I have, I think this was, I'm not sure who this was from, about Annie and Lennox, about the inaccessible time in Europe. So we are, because we will have more women participating in Mastery, you're going to have the same opportunities to receive live coaching with us as anybody else. So, we're really excited to be offering that time on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific as an alternate time. Everybody else is welcome to participate as well, but we will be giving preference to the women from Europe on those Wednesday calls to be able to participate in that. Let's see. So Sierra, you have a great question that's very specific. The thing that I will tell you is that there is going to be that deeper intimacy around this in the specific groups in Mastery, and you can focus on relationships, or you can focus on something different like launching a business. I'm going to ask Cami to follow up with you individually about your specific question. I think that was actually Annie asking me about how the difference between Mastery and Living Your Destiny. I hope I answered that question. We'll just see here if there are any other questions that are coming in. If you have a question, please do post it for me in the Q&A box. Or I can take a couple of questions now live. If you have a question, please, or a comment, or I'd love to just hear from you. I've been here speaking a lot. Please press 1 on your keypad. Please press 1 on your keypad if you're here on the phone with us. Okay.
Well, no other questions. Again, you can, there's one question here from Anna. Oh, actually from Kylie, I'm sorry. Kylie.
Hello, Claire. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. This sounds very exciting to me. I'm really enjoying hearing about it. And I was just on the web page that you directed us to, and I just had a little bit of confusion about the cost, actually. Down the bottom there, it looked like it was saying to, I think maybe I was watching that and not listening to you as much. And, I think the prices that you quoted were different from what's there, and could you just clarify that for me?
So did you go to feminine.power.com/destiny?
Yes. And
okay,
down the bottom it's got...
So the price for our 7-week course graduates is $2,997 or $292, but the price for everyone in Living Your Destiny is $1,000 less than that.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
Yeah, so it's $1,997 or 12 payments of $192.
Right. Thanks, Claire.
We just announced this to our 7-week course graduates, and it is $1,000 less for everyone in Living Your Destiny. So it's kind of just our big thank you that we want to extend, and encouragement and support for everyone in Living Your Destiny to come on the journey into mastery with us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks, Kylie.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. Anyone else? Just press 1 on your keypad. Erica, go right ahead.
Okay, hi, thank you. Thank you so much for offering the pricing that you're offering also. And I just wanted to say that I am very clear about what my sense of this program is and my sense of my intention and my commitment to how to live my life. And they are very much matching. I'm also noticing how much it is evolving as I discover the new aspects of it. And I think I'm just gathering from what you're saying and just the work in general that we would be evolving what exactly we are heading into. I mean, we can't always know ahead of time. So when you're asking things like, would we want to be feminine power coaches, I don't actually know. I mean, yeah, I'd love to kind of thing, but I don't know what it is that's going to be uncovered step by step. So, or what area will be focusing on.
So
that will
we're
be
gonna,
part of the process.
That's
yes?
Absolutely. Yes. So the entire first few weeks of the program are going to help you to get really clear. So you don't need to know what you want to focus on coming into mastery. That's such a great question. And we're going to help you. We're going to share some very clarifying focuses that are going to help you create alignment at the deepest levels so that you can feel confident that what you do decide to focus on is going to be the thing that's going to catalyze the most unfolding in your life. So you're absolutely right. Like, this is something that we all need support around. And even if you have a clear idea, you're going to get a deeper level of clarity through that same process that's going to set you up for even greater success.
Great. Wonderful.
Great question. Thank you. Thanks, Erica. Sarah, I don't know how many women will be joining. It's definitely fewer women than a 7-week course. You will be part of a small group. You know, I think that if you're the kind of person where you feel overwhelmed participating and connecting on the larger forum and that you want to be part of a much smaller, more intimate group, you'll be able to do that. You know, you'll be able. The structure of the course is designed for much more intimacy and much more connection,
you know, and because it's a program with a start and an end date for a fixed amount of time, you'll find that the level of participation and the way that people show up is with a much higher level of consistency and engagement. And so to go through a focused process with women who are really committed, are very invested in an intimate container is definitely what you can expect to experience. So that's a great question. Thank you, Sarah. Anna.
Yes. Hi, Claire.
Hi. Go right ahead.
So I just have a little confusion regarding that. You're saying that there's a focus, that we choose an area of focus, and then you also at some point you talked about a project. So, is the project part of the focus, or is the project like another area of focus?
That's such a great question. I so appreciate you you asking that and helping me to know how I can be clearer. That's such a great question. So you might have an area of focus like, I want to break into more visibility in my life, right? That might be your area, creating more visibility, right? So for me, that was an area of focus. I want to have more visibility in my life. So I created a specific project. Like the Women on the Edge of Evolution series was my project. And that project was inside of my focus to create more visibility for this conversation in the world, for my own presence, for my own participation. So what would it be for you? Like, what's an area that you want to focus on?
Well, I don't really, because my focus is health. And I don't see what a project would be in that area of focus.
So this is another great question. You don't have to take on a project.
Uh-huh.
My guess is about half of the women in the course will be taking on projects, and the other half will have just a big intention for something that they want to manifest.
Okay.
So you might want to focus instead, like your area might be health. And what might be something very specific or tangible that you would want to manifest?
Well,
the 9 months of the program.
I would like to be free to move and do whatever I want to do and however I want to move.
Okay. Great.
That would be ultimate for me.
Great. So that would become the big thing that you're wanting to manifest. Right? So health would be your area of focus, and you choose something very specific to work on being able to manifest in the 9 months of the course.
Okay. That's a little bit clearer. Thank you.
Right? So you definitely don't have to take on a project, but the thing that I find about having a big intention is it gives us something to show up for, as opposed to we're just, you know, it's like if you're training and working out versus like you set a date on like September 12th, I'm going to run a sprint marathon. You have something to be training for. So it's like setting a big intention in your life like that or creating a project. What it does is it just up-levels all of your training and practice and creates much more focus, and you'll find that this is the big thing that we really saw as we look back on the Mastery Program. It's like, you know, something happens when we set a date and say, I'm running a sprint marathon or I'm going to, you know, compete in this race, that just up-levels everything and builds excitement because suddenly there's something you're training for.
Yeah, I sort of had an idea of next summer I would love to do this. I'm a musician and love to do a workshop with Bobby McFerrin. And I sort of setting that as my goal, that I get well enough so I can go down and do that. So that would that be like a project? Not really.
Yeah, we'll help you. We'll help you figure out what that is. We're going to help you. Don't worry, you're not going to be on your own to figure this out. You know, the first part of the course is all going to be about this. And in the future, you'll have time to think about this. We're going to lay out some things so you will have plenty of time to consider all the possibilities. And you're going to choose something that's really congruent, that you know, really enables you to have a focus that's going to up-level.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
All right. Awesome. Go
Great, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I really look forward. If you have a question, please contact support at femininepower.com. Really appreciate you having you with us. Again, it helps our team out. For those of you who know you want to participate, to go ahead and register. I look forward to being with you again very soon. Let's unmute the lines and join our voices and say good night. Good night, everybody. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks so
good
much.
Night. Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Bless you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.